Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of The Sun. Andy, apparently one of the candidates for governor has decided he's actually going to take some advice from your page.
Well, we all know that Republican gubernatorial candidates in Maryland traditionally take their cues from The Sun editorial page, and apparently Larry Hogan is no exception. He had a press conference saying that he had read an editorial we wrote about the race, urging him to define himself lest Anthony Brown do it for him, and he took us up on that suggestion. The context here is that Anthony Brown has been running a series of negative ads about Mr. Hogan, the Republican candidate, essentially trying to scare Maryland voters away from him based on Mr. Hogan's positions, or at least what the Brown campaign says Mr. Hogan's positions are on issues ranging from abortion to gun control to tuition to pre-K to corporate giveaways, all sorts of things.
Now, Andy, you say scare away. I mean, isn't the Democratic candidate just sort of highlighting the positions of his opponent?
Well, they are highlighting an extrapolation of what his positions might be if he were to state his positions on these things. So on abortion, for example, the Brown campaign ran an ad saying that Larry Hogan wants to take away the right to abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. And if you drill down on what proof they have of it, they point to a statement that Mr. Hogan made to a Prince George's County newspaper in 1980 in discussing a policy that was then being pursued by his father, who was the Prince George's County executive at the time, which doesn't even particularly explicitly say anything about rape or incest, but they're extrapolating, I guess you could say.
The point, though, actually, is that the Democrat wants to smoke out his opponent.
On the grand scheme of things, what Anthony Brown is doing is pretty similar to what President Obama did to Mitt Romney during the summer months of the election 2 years ago, which is define your opponent in the most negative terms possible before he has a chance to do it himself. And Larry Hogan's strategy in this race has been to very narrowly target what he's talking about to taxes, spending, economic development, which is a good strategy in as far as it goes, because those are certainly important issues and ones on which I think he can probably get some traction. But the problem is that there's more to being governor than those things, and people are interested in what their governors believe on more issues than that. And so, for example, because he hasn't laid out his views on tuition, he has sort of inadvertently invited Anthony Brown to do it for him.
If he said he's going to do it, what was his first step down that road?
Well, he refuted a number of the things that Anthony Brown has said in his ads.
Did he actually refute them, or did he attempt to refute them?
It depends on whom you ask, I suppose. But what I think the next step for him to do is to start broadening out his policy platform to give voters a better sense of really where he does stand and what he does intend to do.
Well, another important point that you all have been making on your page is that the Democratic candidate needs to do some of the same.
Well, that's absolutely true, too. He has certainly laid out a broader array of position papers, but there are a lot of specifics that are lacking in terms of how he would pay for things, in terms of exactly what he intends to do, other than appoint commissions and boards to look at things like business competitiveness. You know, there's been a lot of sort of meta-level campaigning going on, one side accusing the other of lying or not following campaign finance rules or this or that or the other thing, but not a lot of real debate about the crucial issues that should be important to Maryland voters come November.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Frazier.
For Andy Green, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.